Today we're going to continue discussing how we say Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba, that every Yid has a Chelek in Olam Haba. If we know that the Mishnah itself says that there are many Yidin that do not have a Chelek in Olam Haba. So in our previous year, we went through quickly that if the person does tshuva, they have a chelek in Olam Haba. If their children do tshuva and they do mitzvahs, they bring their parents to Olam Haba. Or if other people daven or do mitzvahs in their schus, it brings them to Olam Haba. Now comes the question, what do we do with somebody that he did not do tshuva, his kids did not do tshuva, and no one davened for them? So how is it shayach that such a person could have a chelek in Olam Haba? So there is one more option. And that option is also negeya to many, many people. And that is if they have a very, very embarrassing or lack of respectful burial, or something happens to their body after they died. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says about a certain king. He was a wicked king, and that his son, who wanted him to get a kapara, did not give him a proper funeral. And they said, why not? And he said, because he wants his father to get a kapara. In other words, the fact that a person gets buried in a very not respectful way, that itself enables the person to be elevated. They already got their punishment. As a matter of fact, there's a fascinating Gemara, Kalayim, the Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel in Yerushalmi, where one of the people which every person knows doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba is Yeravam ben Nevat. Because Yeravam was Chaito Machtis Arabim, they split off from the David HaMelech, from Malchus Beis David, and they created Avodah Zorah because they didn't want Yidden to go to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Zera HaMelucha is very clear because only Malchus Beis David could sit in the Heichel, in the Zorah. And so everybody knows that Yeravam was such a Rasha that ain't like chelek l'olam haba, he doesn't have a chelek in olam haba. Yet the Gemara over there says that even Yeravam eventually will get into olam haba. Why? Because what happened was that the place where they were buried, there was a gzeda on Eretz Yisroel. And because of that, there was a big fire, and the land in which they were buried got burned. In other words, their bodies also got a shvira, got a burning. And because of that, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, they will have a chelek in Olam Haba. And think about that a moment. Here we have Yeravam ben Nevat, and nevertheless, he will have a chelek in Olam Haba. So we see that there are many other ways of people that will have a chelek in Olam Haba, even if they were part of the groups that will not have a chelek. But then there's a much deeper and a much more gishmaka pirush, which I would like to share with you today. And in the Rebbe's Igris Chelek Beis, there is a very long letter which the Rebbe wrote in the winter of the summer of Tavshin Hei, 1945, its letter Reish, the 200th letter in Igris. And again, it was part of it was printed in Kovitz Lubavitch. And it was written to a Rabbi Elchanan Akoyin Cohen from New York. And he wanted a full detailed understanding of Tchias HaMesim. And once again, the Rebbe writes to him a very long letter. It goes from page Samachay to Ayin Ches, where the Rebbe goes through the details of Tchias HaMesim, who will get up, how it will work, the Seder exactly, and what the whole gather of Tchias HaMesim. And it's something worth learning with all the footnotes as well, a lot of lumdis there as well. And in one of the Ha'aretz, which is Ha'aretz 15 star, Ha'aretz 15 star, the Rebbe is discussing this idea of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Lo Lem Haba. And the Rebbe says like this, Ze'ator Isi. Right now I just came across, in other words, something the Rebbe just saw, B'medrash Talpiyos, Onav Chelek Lo Lem Haba, in a medrash that quotes the Rabbeinu Bechaye and the Rikanti. And you got to hear this. It's two lines, but it's profound, and it's deep, and it's very gishmak. And it's mamish, mamish. It fits with the whole derech of Chassidus. And it says like this, V'zel ha'shoinoi. Ma she'shaninu ve'elu she'elam chelek lo'elam haba. This pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that certain people don't have a chelek in olam haba, pirosh ein lam chelek yedua bifnei atzmon. It means that on their own schos they don't have a chelek. In other words, when their neshama comes to Shemayim, based on their actions, based on their deeds that they did in this world, they don't deserve a chelek in olam haba. Aval, however, the Medr says, aval, however, Heimnenim v'nizoinim, they are going to benefit mikam oitzroi shel tztaka agnuzim lo'isam sheloi zachu. The Eibishter has a very special pardon power. Lahavdil elef avdolis. You have in America this concept that somebody can be found guilty in court and federal crimes, and they officially could be sentenced for life or 30, 50 years, whatever the amount is. And the president has a special koyach. He can pardon somebody, say, you know what, you're free today. The law says that you have to spend the next 70 years in jail. It doesn't matter. There is a special koyach that the chief executive has to pardon people or commute their sentences, like we found by Rabbi Rubashkin. The president used this power, after all appeals were denied, and he thought that Chas V'Shalom, you have to be in prison for 27 years, but with one signature, the president can pardon somebody. So there is this concept that there is a din, and V'elu she'en lam chelek lo'elam haba means that al pi din, based on your actions, you don't have a chelek. You didn't do tshuva, your children didn't do tshuva, nobody davened for you, you didn't get an embarrassing burial, nothing happened to you. You should be out of Olam Haba. But the Eibishter has a special tztaka fund, a rabbi's discretionary tztaka fund. With this fund, the Eibishter is mezaken neshamis with Olam Haba. So even those neshamis, which alpi din, and alpi the Mishnah, don't deserve Olam Haba, so they won't get it with their schus, they're going to get Olam Haba with the schus of the Eibishter's special tztaka, which is a beautiful understanding, and therefore, lepoyol mamish, if you ask the question, poyol mamish, will all Yidden have a chelek in Olam Haba? The answer is yes. The only difference is some with their own schosim, some with the tztaka of the Eibishter. Now, someone might say, well, if that's the case, so then what I do or don't do doesn't matter. Well, the answer is, of course it does. Besides the fact that person wants to earn Olam Haba with their own schosim, you don't have to rely on welfare, tztaka checks from the Eibishter. But even more than that, because we are bringing the geula. Our actions are not about, we don't do or do not do things based if we're going to get a reward or punishment. That's not the way we serve the Eibishter. We serve the Eibishter because this is what he wants from us. This is what we have the schus to do. And therefore, regardless if other people are going to be getting a, so to speak, free pass, we would rather be shutfim with the Eibishter, b'maisa b'reishis, and have been part of bringing the geula. So that brings out how, even though the Mishnah says Elo she'en lam chelek li'olam haba, nevertheless, b'poyol mamish, all the Yidden will have a chelek. Ba'al pi'pnimis in yonim, Why is it taka that all the Yidden have a chelek in Olam Haba? Because seemingly we find that even regarding Gan Eden, the pasuk says, "Mi yala b'har Hashem, who will go in the Gan Eden? Only in the kichapayim uvar levov. You pashut have to have schusim. You have to be refined in order to enter Gan Eden. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to Olam Haba, taka kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'Olam Haba? There's open borders. There's a free pass. Everyone can come in. What's the understanding?" So there's a maimer, a very famous maimer of the Rebbe, which the Dibra Maschel of the maimer is Kol Yisrael. And the Rebbe explains that there's a huge difference between Gan Eden and Tchias HaMeisim, Olam Haba. Gan Eden is a schar of Limud HaTorah. Olam Haba is a schar of Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Regarding Kiyum HaMitzvahs, we know what Chazal say, Afilu Poishe Yisrael Melei Mitzvahs Kerimon. Even people with sin, everyone has mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs bring out the inner, deeper connection of a yid with the Eibishter. It's an asmistic connection. And therefore, all yidden are responsible for mitzvahs evenly. Regarding Torah, certain people do more or less. Peregechot Shachris, Peregechot Arvis. Certain people learn Torah a whole day. Kipshutoi. But regarding mitzvahs, everyone has to put on tefillin the same. You don't have to do more or less tefillin. And therefore, because Yidden, Kol Yisrael, are Malaya mitzvahs kerimoin, every Yid has done and does mitzvahs, therefore that is the special connection to Olam Haba. That's why it's specifically Neshames Begufim, because the Guf was involved with the doing of the mitzvahs. That's the Chiddush, that the Guf is a chelek of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and because the Guf is a chelek of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, it also gets chelek of the schar of the Olam Haba. And la'osad lovi, where ma'ase gadol, we're going to see the value of mitzvahs. That's why, kol Yisrael, yesh lem chelek lo'olam haba.